Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. The family of the Florida hiker who was killed last week in an encounter with a grizzly on the Glacier National Park Trail said the last they heard from him was how much he was enjoying his experience in the wild. 33-year-old Anthony Polio of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, failed to return from a hike on the Mount Brown Trail, reported missing with his car, left at Lake McDonald Lodge on May 4th. A couple of days later, searchers found his body off the trail in the woods. Although the case was still being investigated, park officials say his injuries were consistent with a bear attack from a surprise encounter. Anthony's father, Arthur, shared his son's last message with NBC6 South Florida, expressing his appreciation of the wild reaches of the park and his love for his dad.
He texted me that evening. He says, "Dad, I'm hiking up a mountain. It's wild out here." He says, "I love you, Dad." And that was the last message I received from him.
Here in Montana, some have wondered about Polio's backcountry experience and whether he was able to deploy bear spray. But in another interview with Local 10 WPLG, Arthur said that his son was very experienced in the outdoors, and he was told he was carrying and had used bear spray.
They found him because they found the bear spray. They saw the can, and they went back there. And I said, "Did he spray all his bear spray?" She says, "I don't know, but it's very odorous. It's more than pepper spray." He's an educated man. So, and the bear just attacked him and killed him.
It was the first fatal bear encounter in Glacier since 1998. Two Montana men facing a massive legal headache after what officials are calling one of the most egregious cases of overhunting in recent memory. Investigation began in January when state game warden discovered John Carrillo and Matthew Krekelberg with 66 ducks on a private site along the Sun River. Follow-up search uncovered a staggering cache of 223 birds in total. This is the Montana State News Network.